Gosh, it's cold out here, isn't it, honey? Maybe going camping in the winter wasn't such a good idea. I mean, if I'm cold and I'm part seal, you must be freezing. Come here. Let me feel your ears are frozen. And your nose. Are you sure you're okay? Let me just... Your neck and your chest are cold too. Honey, why didn't you say something sooner? Oh no. This winter's gotten really cold really fast. We should never have tried to go camping this deep into winter. Okay, let's pack things up and get home. I don't want you to get sick or worse from the cold. I'm a Selkie, so I can handle it, but you're a human. You're just not made for weather like this. Not without a lot more clothes than what you packed. Come on. We haven't unpacked too much yet. Let's grab our packs and go back to the car, okay? Do you think you'll be okay to drive us home? Okay, come on. Good thing we're not too far. Oh, okay. Oh, hang on, let me get my tail in here. And I put on my blanket so in case someone looks in or we get stopped, they don't see my tail. There we go. Perfect. Okay. You ready to go? Yeah, you're okay? Alright. What's wrong? Oh no. It's from the cold, isn't it? The car won't start? Oh crap. I knew this camping trip was a bad idea. We should have checked the weather more. And we probably should have canceled it when we knew it was gonna be cold. Honey, you okay? You don't look so good. Come here. You're so cold. Oh, I'm really starting to get worried about you, honey. Come here. Come into the back seat. Come on. Okay. All right, now take your clothes off. No, not like that. You know in first aid, right? When someone's really cold or even has hypothermia, you're supposed to take their clothes off so they're naked, and then you're supposed to cuddle with them in a sleeping bag. And that way you keep them warm without making them too hot. Now that's what I'm trying to do. Except, I guess I don't have a sleeping bag. I know. Okay, it might sound a bit strange, but I can swallow you. No, don't look at me like that. Trust me, okay? My lower body is really warm and insulated with blubber, and it's the perfect temperature for you. So I can swallow you and hold you deep in my tummy and in the lower part of my body, okay? And then after a few minutes, you'll be nice and warm, and then, well, I can regurgitate you out. After all, I am a bit bigger than you, so you should fit fine. Well, there's no arguing, okay, We haven't got enough time. The temperature's dropping, and you're getting colder and colder with every minute. And I'm not about to let you freeze, okay? Come here. Don't worry. Seals have pretty big mouths. I know my top part is human, but I'm still flexible. I can open up my jaw really wide, okay? There won't be any problem. Come on, let's get these clothes off. And your hat too, last. And your socks. Take everything off. Okay. Alright. I'm gonna open my mouth and you climb in, okay? Just go head first. And when you're in there, curl up nice and comfy, okay? And after a little while, I'll let you out. Go by in the cat. Go. Yeah, and just... Good thing I can hold my breath for a long time, huh? Oh, I can feel you just sliding down in there. Oh. Okay. You're comfy in there, yeah? Give me one kick for yes and two for no. One. Okay, that's good. When you start to feel ready to come out, you just give me a few good kicks, okay? And then I'll know. Oh my gosh, you're so heavy. Oh my goodness, you're way bigger than a fish. I feel like I've eaten 10 Christmas dinners. And that's saying something. You know that my grandma's a really good cook. Don't squirm so much. Just get comfy and... Ooh. Oh, quit squirming in there. Get comfy and... Ooh. Come on. Oh, that's it. Oh. Yeah, that's better. Gosh. Look how much my tummy is sticking out. Oh gosh, I'm huge. You're such a big guy. You really did stretch me out, huh? Oh, my tummy is so big. Can you feel that when I rub my tummy? Is this your head? Yeah, it is. Gosh, I'm so tired with you inside me. Don't worry, okay? In a couple of minutes, you give me some good kicks. And I'll, well, if I fall asleep, I'll wake up. And then I'll let you out. You're nice and warm in there, though, yeah? Oh, okay. No need to kick so hard. I can feel it, okay? Don't worry, my body and my blubber will keep you nice and insulated. And you'll be nice and warm in no time, okay? And I'll make sure to swallow lots of air so you don't have any problems. That's better. You just relax for a bit, and in a few minutes, I'll let you out. And then, maybe we'll see if we can get the car started. I guess I should probably call rescue services or something, huh? I don't know what their number is, but we'll work it out after you get out, okay? Who knows? Maybe I'll have to keep you in there overnight. No, I wouldn't mind that. You do feel good in there. And well, I'm sure you won't complain much. Okay. I'm gonna get cozy. And read my book for a while. You just hang out and warm up, okay? Give me a good few kicks when you're ready to get out. Just relax. Everything is gonna be fine. Thank you.